To be clear, most of the people entering the baseball stadium did not seem to be wearing player jerseys. But jerseys with Braun and his number 8 were easy to spot. Sue Williams of Milwaukee wore one.
I love him. Everybody makes mistakes and everybody needs to be forgiven. That's my guy.
Eileen Miller of Milwaukee also wore a Braun jersey. She says Braun should not have used performance-enhancing drugs.
It is a bad choice. It obviously puts a bad stigma in the air for the whole league and other individuals, but he's human.
Rick of Chilton says he left his Braun jersey at home but had a Braun backpack. He says the Brewers need their star outfielder.
He's their best player, and people talk about, well, you got to just trade him, you got to get rid of him. I'm not going to go to a game unless they get rid of him. That's not logical. If it comes out that the Brewers are trying to get rid of him, they're not going to get anything for him, so you might as well just support him.
But is it the same Ryan Braun without the performance enhancers? A jersey-wearing man from Hartford named Ryan hopes so.
The drugs don't make you hit the ball. It just maybe makes you hit the ball harder. He's still got to see the ball. He's got to react to it. And I don't think whatever he was doing would change that.
One fan without Braun gear said he'll cheer for Braun as long as he's a Brewer and boo Braun if he's traded. As shown on Fox Sports Wisconsin, Braun got a few boos, but mostly a standing ovation before his first at bat. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.